Lord, he requests that we be baptized. Amen. It's part of the Scripture. So get up with me if you want to be baptized. And I don't know if we'll do it this coming Saturday. Maybe we'll do it the following Saturday. But like I can say, I'm going to find out just as soon as we can get these other boys available, other brothers available. I would like to get them baptized that got saved. Amen. We just thank the Lord for that. Good to have everybody here with us today. Amen. And I tell you, I want something else to be praying about. Amen. We seem to be getting more and more babies, so I want some of you ladies to start praying about working our nursery back here. Amen. Amen. Because we don't ever want no kids to keep nobody from coming to church. Amen. No, sir. We want everybody to be welcome. And I got news for you. I can preach louder than any baby can cry. Amen. The good Lord give me a good set of lungs. Amen. My wife would probably say amen to that. Amen. I used to come in off that boat, and you know, you got two motors running all the time, and you know, you have to talk a little bit stronger, you know, to talk over those engines. Amen. Well, she'd been in peace and quiet, I guess, at the house all those days. And I come in and say, how you doing, honey? Don't holler at me. Well, I ain't hollering at you. Can you hear yourself? Yeah, I hear myself good. Amen. But you see what I'm saying there? We'll work through it, so don't worry about it. Amen. We'll preach over these kids. Amen. Amen. But I tell you what, I'm looking for a move of God today. Oh, I tell you, I have been desiring getting into God's house. Amen. Oh, I've been desiring to get to God's house. Because, you know, you don't know what's going to happen, but He does. Amen. So if you got your Bibles, go ahead and turn over to chapter... let me get my glasses. Chapter 5 of 2 Kings. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 5. Amen. I tell you, good to have our visitors. We're all sinners saved by grace. Amen. Amen. We just thank the Lord we're able to be in God's house. Amen. Amen. 2 Kings chapter number 5, verse number 10. Let me get over here myself there. 10 through number 14, it says this. And Elijah sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, and went away and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leprosy. Are not Avan and Siphon, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servant came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather than when he saith to thee, wash and be clean. Listen, wash and be clean. Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh became again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Lord, we thank you today for your holy word. We thank you for your spirit that we've already felt today, Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would anoint me to speak this word today. Lord, I pray that you would anoint my ears to receive it today. Lord, we bind any hindering spirit and we plead your blood upon the remainder of this service, Lord. I know, Lord, if anything's going to become of the remainder of this service, it's not because of any flesh, it's because of you. And I pray, Lord, that your will's going to be done, Jesus. And I pray that no one will leave this building the way they come. But let them leave, Lord, with a stirring in their heart. Let them leave, Lord, knowing they've been in your presence. Let them leave knowing that all is under the blood. I pray today, Jesus, that your will is going to be done. We ask today in Jesus' wonderful name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you today, Jesus. Lord, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. You know, as the Lord began to deal with me on this message here, I was riding in my truck yesterday, and I don't recommend this to nobody, and the Lord began to deal with me going up 388 yesterday morning there about this message. And I reached over and I funneled around. I got my pad and my pencil, my little pen. I began to scribble, and I was going down the highway a little bit here, scribble a little bit there, scribble a little bit here. And I finally got to a red light, and the light turned green. It all turned red on me normally, but it turned green. I couldn't write. So finally I got to where I was going. I just stopped her right there and put her in park. I said, okay, now I can write. Amen. And I began to write this down as the Lord began to lay it in my heart. Amen. But you know, church, there's several different ways that you can preach this message here. I've preached on it before, and I'm going to preach on a little bit of the way we normally preach on it, but then I want to step over to something else that the Lord was dealing with me about. Amen. I want to step with something else that the Lord was talking to me about, and I believe He's talking to every one of us today about this today. Amen. There were things here that we see here. We see that a man had a problem. Amen. We recognize that he had leprosy. He had a problem, and he went to the man of God for help. Amen. And how many knows that when we have problems, lots of times we go to the the man of God. Amen. We go and tell somebody that we have a need. But yet something happened here in this situation. He went to that man of God and he just told his servant, go out there and tell him, go dip in the river 7 times and thou will be cleaned. Go dip in the Jordan 7 times. Amen. You know, as a normal church person, you would think, well, that ain't the way it's supposed to be, Brother Steve. It ain't supposed to happen that way. I'm supposed to go through this. I'm supposed to do it this way. They're supposed to shake me. They're supposed to spit on me. They're supposed to lay hands on me. They're supposed to mess my hair up, and then I'm going to get healed. Amen. Well, I'm telling you, church, God's just got to speak the word. Amen. He's got to speak the word. He spoke and said, let there be light, and there was light. Let me tell you, church, amen. Yes, the Bible says, is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of church. Let him lay hands on, anoint him with oil, and pray the prayer of faith. And God's going to be the one that does the healing, church. But I tell you today, this man went away in a rage because he said, surely that man was going to come out and stretch his hand over this place there and call upon his Lord, and I'm going to be cleansed. Amen. Surely he could have done that. He went away in a rage. Amen. And that servant said, if he'd have told you to do some great thing, you would have had no problem with doing it. Amen. If he'd have called you up in front of the church and said, look at here, everybody point their hands away. God's going to heal this brother. He would have had no problem. But if we come back there and whisper in your ear and say, go home and pray, the Lord will heal you, most people will get mad. Amen. Because they want it to be done in a great way. They want it to be done in a supernatural way. Amen. Church, I ain't to my message yet. Amen. I want to back up and say this here. I was watching a little bit. I don't watch a lot of ministers on TV. Amen. Occasionally, I'll find one. I'll stop for a minute. He'll say something I want to hear. But most of the time, I just don't. I just don't do that. Amen. There's nothing wrong with it, but I just need to hear from the Lord myself. You know what I mean? Amen. But this one brother, he was a preacher. He was one of those that just talks. Amen. He was talking a little bit. Some of you may have heard him. Amen. And as he talked to those people, I've seen him on there several times. He's a brother of a very nice, big Baptist church. Amen. Brother Ron Phillips, I believe, was his name. Amen. As he began to talk, he was talking about healing. And I stopped right there and listened a few minutes. And he said this right here. Amen. I'm talking about some great thing. And we working up the way the Lord works and the way that we think He ought to work. The way He wants to work versus the way that we think that He ought to work. He said this right here. He said, you know, there's power in that anointing. Amen. And he said, I believe that Brother Benny Hinn is anointed of God. And he said, he stepped back and he said, I know I'm going to get some letters over this. But he said, I got news for you. He said, you know my knee that's been hurting me for 18 months that I had surgery? He was going through the healing process of how God works and how the Lord can heal you and how the Lord uses doctors, how He uses medicine as well. He said, my knee was hurting. It was hurting. You prayed. I prayed. We prayed. I've been to doctors for 18 months. My knee's been killing me. He said, I was sitting in my house that last week. And he said, I was watching Brother Benny Hinn. And all of a sudden, he said, there's a minister out there and your right knee is hurting you. He said, I looked right down at that knee. And then he said, you got gray breeches on. He said, oh, I didn't have them. He said, no, I mean a beige pair of breeches. He said, oh, my Lord. And they're thick like corduroys. He said, that's what I had on. He said, if you'll get up and start walking, that knee's going to quit healing you. He said, I got up and began to walk around and around. My wife come in and said, what you doing? I'm a-walking. He said, that knee's a-hurting. He said, I thought that knee is a-hurting. About that time, he said, I know your knee's still hurting, but if you keep on a-walking, God's going to heal that knee. He said, I kept on walking, and all of a sudden, that quiet man, he's reserved. He gave out a big yell. He said, oh, God, it ain't hitting right now. He stuck it up on the pulpit. He said, God, heal my knee. Oh, let me tell you, church, there's a way that we think He ought to do it, and there's a way that He wants to do it. Amen. Amen. Only He gives several yells around there. You know what happened to that quiet bunch sitting out there reserved? They jumped to their feet, began to holler right along with that man of God, throwed their hands up. Why? Because I tell you what, God will use you. He'll use you, and He'll stir your heart if you allow yourself to be moved. Amen. Amen. It's not how He does it. It's when He does it. Amen. It's not how He does it. It's when He does it, church. Amen. This man, Naaman, he went away. He said, there's two more rivers in Israel that are a lot more cleaner than that Jordan. Amen. If you've been around the water much, you know there's rivers that are clean, and then there's rivers that are just muddy all the time. I'm telling you, you can't see nothing in them but just old clay, just old black, nasty mud all the time. And then you got these spring fed ones that just clear you sea bottom. Amen. I got news for you. That devil's going to tell you, go get in that clean river. Go get in that clean river. Nothing's going to get on you. I got news for today, church. That's why we don't see the miracles that we used to see in God's house, because we're scared something's going to get on us. I'm telling you, church, it's time that we quit worrying about what's going to get on us. It's time that we quit worrying about, am I going to miss my hair up? It's time we quit worrying about, am I going to shake and make a scene in front of somebody? It's time that we trust in God and let Him be God of our lives. Oh, church, that man said you got to go down to Jordan and dip seven times into that river. He distinguishedly said seven times. He didn't say once. He didn't say twice. He didn't say three times. Brother Steve, he said seven. And I've got a news for you. All those people that were gathered on that bank, when they seen that brother go down like this and come back up, they didn't think a thing in the world about it. But when they seen him go down and come back up again, they didn't think a thing. But when he went down again and he come back up, they begin to gather on that bank. Now I'm paraphrasing. They begin to question, what is that nutter doing right now? But they couldn't see that he had a problem. They couldn't see that the answer was right there at his feet. But all he had to do is obey God. Oh, I tell you, church, the answer's right here. It's at our feet, but we got to learn to obey God. Oh, I tell you, church. Amen. Now I'm going to get to my message. I just said all that to get here. Amen. The church as Jordan. The church as the Jordan. That's what I got wrote at the top of my page. Amen. Seven times he had to go under that water. And I feel like, church, there's a lot of people here today that you don't get what you need to get in God's house because of this right here tonight that I'm going to preach on. Amen. I feel like this. When we pull up into the parking lot, we've dipped one time in the Jordan. When you pull up into the parking lot of this church, you have made your first dip into the Jordan. Amen. Why do you say that, Brother Nick? Because I say it's a battle. It's a battle to get out of bed. It's a battle to get your clothes on. It's a battle to get your kids dressed. It's a battle to get in that car. It's a battle to get on that road. It's a battle to get to this church. And when you arrive in the parking lot, you have made it to the Jordan and you've dipped your first time. Amen. You have dipped your first time. There's not one in this building that your countenance does not change, that your appearance, that your outlook on this today does not change when you pull in this parking lot. You have arrived and you've dipped your first time in the Jordan. There was a lot that was going to happen between where Haman was at and listen, where he was at and where the Jordan was at, where Naaman was at and where the Jordan was at. There's a lot of obstacles. Amen. There's a lot of people that are not in a hurry. There's a lot of people that have obstacles. But I got news for you. Just keep pressing. When you get to the Jordan, it's going to be worth it all. Amen. When you pull in that parking lot, you've dipped the first time in the Jordan. The very first time you have dipped in the Jordan. Amen. Listen to this here, church. When you walk into the foyer, when you walk into the foyer of the church, you have dipped the second time. Amen. Amen. The battle is to get to the church. You've dipped the first time when you get in the parking lot. But you've made number two when you walk into the foyer. Amen. Because there's not one in here that's not sitting in this building when you come into that foyer that your face is not smiling. You have made number two in the river. Amen. Amen. You've made your second dip right there in that foyer. Oh, let me tell you, church, we got to go on farther. We can't stop at the second dip. We got to continue on. We got to obey the Word of God. Amen. You have made your second dip when you get in that foyer. You're greeted by somebody shaking your hand, somebody getting water, or somebody trying to get to the restroom. Amen. But I tell you what, there's something about walking into the house of God that's different than walking into any other building that you walk into. I got news for you, church. I've walked into those big baseball stadiums, and you go through that little tunnel there, and all of a sudden, that field is just lit up. Amen. It's just a big light, just bright, shining green. It's just beautiful when you walk out there, and you go, oh, when you see it like that. But when you walk into God's foyer, when you walk into the foyer of the house of God, you say, it's different from anything that I ever have walked into. You have dipped the second time. Oh, I tell you, church, but your cleansing has not arrived. Just because you put forth the effort to come up here, you got in the parking lot, you made it into the foyer, you've dipped twice. Your cleansing has not arrived. Amen. Amen. It ain't arrived. It has not arrived. The entering into the sanctuary. becomes the third dip into that river. Amen. Why is it such a difference from the parking lot versus the foyer? Well, most churches keep the foyer nice. We've got a beautiful chandelier out there. Amen. It's different from any other. It's beautiful. It's pretty. But when you come into the foyer, you're in the prettiest part of a church as far as the appearance when you look all around. But when you walk into that sanctuary, you feel a reverence begin to grip your heart. You feel a reverence begin to grip your heart when you look down and you see the pulpit here. You see a cross up on the wall. You see altars. You see pews for people to sit in the sanctuary. You feel a reverence grip your heart and you realize that something may happen in here today. Something may change my life in here today. Something may get a hold of me today. You have dip number three when you walk into the sanctuary. Amen. You started at the house. You've made it to the door and now you've dipped three times. Amen. But church, we cannot stop there. We've got to press on. We've got to press on. He said, go under seven times and then the cleansing is going to happen. Then the cleansing is going to take place. Amen. And this right here, amen. We start our singing. Choir begin to sing. Some begin to clap hands. Some begin to stand. You just dipped your fourth time. Because normally, you know, when we start with Pentecostal, we like to sing. We like to sing. We made it to the parking lot. We made it to the foyer. We made it to the sanctuary. Now the service is going. The singing is going. Somebody may be speaking in tongues. Somebody may have their hand up. Somebody may be happy. Oh, let me tell you, it's starting to feel good, Brother Sexton, then. Amen. We have made that fourth dip. Amen. Into that Jordan. Amen. You know what tells me? You ought to be good and wet by now. Amen. Amen. You ought to have a little bit of that Jordan on you. Amen. You ought to have a little bit of mud behind your ears. Amen. You ought to have a little bit of dirt all the way down to your shoes. Amen. You ought to have a little bit on you. But you're not going to be cleansed because he said seven times. They may sing. They may shout up there. But I've got news for you. He said seven times. You must go under that water and then you'll be cleaned. Amen. The singing leads us to number four. And then the fifth one. We take up prayer requests. And you know what happens to the prayer request? We ask people who've got needs. Maybe you've never seen this before. You witness people raise their hands and say, I got a brother or sister that needs prayer. They so-and-so in the hospital. My family needs to get saved. Will you pray for them? People open up and they voice their need. Amen. Because, you know, we've been taught to keep our need in ourselves. We've been taught to keep our needs right here in our own heart. Don't bother anybody else with your needs. I got news you have not because you ask not according to God's word. But the fifth time that you go into that joy is when you sit in the middle of a testimony, in a time when we ask for prayer and then we go to prayer. Then we start praying. Then we start praying during our prayer requests. You have been a part of people asking for a need and us praying over those needs and asking the Lord to move. You have made the fifth dip in that water. Amen. Amen. You're feeling something by now. Amen. You're feeling something by now. You've got it all over you. You've made the effort to get here. You went in the parking lot, into the foyer, into the sanctuary. The singing's been going on. And now we're praying all of a sudden for people's needs. We've been under five times. You know what will happen if you get up and go home at that point? You ain't going to be clean. You ain't going to be clean. You are not going to be clean. He said seven times, you must go under that water. Why couldn't he have just met me at the door? Why couldn't Brother Nick just stood at that door back there and I could have walked through those doors at the foyer? Better yet, let's get curb service. Let's go out in the parking lot and let Brother Nick, as I pull in the parking lot, we got a to-go thing now, you know. You know, McDonald's has got, you can get into the go line there, the drive-through. Let's get a drive-through religion. Why couldn't Brother Nick just stood out there and just leaned his head out that office window right there and laid his hand on my car and said, Lord, touch every need that he's having that car and let him go back home. Amen. Well, I got news for you. You start trying to play God that way, and you think that sound is when a man talks back to you on the hamburger says, and you can't understand a word he says, it's going to be a lot worse than that. I got news for you. God does not have a drive-through service. He says, dip seven times into that jug, and then you're going to be clean. Amen. But we say, why couldn't he just lay his hand on that car and say, Lord, heal him, and let him go back home? It's a beautiful day out there today. It ain't raining. I could have done all kinds of things today. Amen. But church, we've dipped five times. We have prayed in God's house after people have requested for prayer. We've laid hands on some. Amen. You never know what's going to happen up here. We believe in following the Spirit of God. He tells us to go lay hands on somebody and pray for them. We do that. Someone who's got a need, we pray for them. We believe that prayer changes things. We want to be obedient to that. But still, you've dealt five times into that Jordan. All right. Now Brother Nick's going to preach. He gets up there and he turns to 2 Kings chapter 5. He says, begin to read verse number 10. We begin to read. We talk about where he talks about go dip in that Jordan seven times. Amen. If I close my book up and say we're dismissed, we're not clean, Brother Barr. Amen. He said, I take the foolish of preaching to confine the wise. Amen. You listen to the message. Whether you like it or not, you have to hear it. Amen. Whether you receive it or not, you hear it. Amen. What you do with it, it's left up between you and God. But I preach God's Word. I deliver the message. Amen. And I tell you, church, that means we dealt six times in that joint, but we're still not clean. Amen. We're still not clean. You may feel the Holy Ghost dealing with your heart. You may feel the convicting power drawing you to this altar. You may feel Him dealing with you saying, you need to lay this down in your life. You need to do this. You need to straighten up. As I'm preaching that Word, the Holy Spirit will deal with you. It will talk to you. It will enter into that mind. And it'll look on the inside. And you know what? We know what's on the inside before it gets there. We know what's on that inside. And when that Word is delivered, I may step on your toes. I may pat you on the back. You may be high as this roof. You may be under the seat. But you still have only dealt six times. And Brother Steve, you ain't clean according to the Word of God. He said seven times you must go into that Jordan. Well, I tell you, by then you've got all kinds of skeptics. And it's running through our minds. You may not have them standing in here. You may not have them standing in here. But I guarantee you that that mind, it's going to raise up, that flesh is going to raise up and say, listen here, I have went as far as I'm going to go with this. I have made it to the parking lot. I've come into the foyer. I walked into the sanctuary. They have begun to sing. Now they took up prayer requests and they prayed over these people's needs. And now he speaks, I'm ready to go home. My chicken's going to burn. I got news for us, church. We don't get things right. It's more than a chicken going to burn. Amen. Amen. God's Word is divine. It was written by Spirit-inspired men of God as the Spirit moved upon them to write it. Amen. I know it's been told this past week that that may be the Word of God, but it's not God's words. I got news for you. It is God's words and the Word of God to man. Amen. I don't care how they interpret it. It is God's Word, and out of those words, we're going to be judged out of those words. Amen. Church, I tell you what, there, we get bored if we're not careful into God's house. We try to come in and make a statement into God's house. But I got news. There's only one statement that's going to be made in this house. It's Jesus Christ, and He's King of Kings, and He's Lord of Lords. If you're going to make it to heaven, it's through Him. It's through Him. But we've still only dealt six times. Now, you can go away. Maybe you enjoyed the message. Maybe you enjoyed the handshaking. Maybe you enjoyed the singing. Maybe you enjoyed the prayer over people. Maybe you enjoyed just the walking in the foyer. The walking up the steps. It will thrill you. It will uplift you. But you're still not clean. You're still not clean. Even though you may feel better. See, there's a head religion and there's a heart religion. There's a head religion and there's a heart religion. You may feel better, you may act better, but I'm telling you, you're still not clean. Amen. How do we get clean? We've got to go seven times under that river. Amen. We've got to go seven times. And church, the entering in the parking lot was one, the walking in the foyer was two, and I know you're getting tired of me saying this. Listen, the coming into the sanctuary was three, the singing was four, listen church, the prayer request was five, the preaching was six. But why do I need to get through and to get clean? He said seven times. The Lord laid this on my heart. He said this, the altar service is going to be number seven. Amen. Whether you get to this altar or you get to that altar, that pew, I'm telling you, church, the only way you're going to be clean is when you begin to talk to the cleaner in His name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now see, as the Lord laid that in my heart, you know what He began to deal with me? That's the service that He wants us to have. That's the way it should be in God's house. How is the seventh time going to be? Because see, we don't realize this. That you may have had to go out and change a tire in your car or truck to get to church today. The other man just eased out there and climbed in and went. You may be like me. I get up in the morning, and at least I got all my clothes put together in a pile there. I don't even have to pick my clothes out. I did have to go get another pair of socks. Amen. I pulled one pair on my toe, went tried to go through it, and I said, well, so I may get happy out there and pull my shoes off. So I went and found me another pair of brown ones. Amen. That my toe wouldn't come through. Amen. What am I saying? You may have six obstacles in your way before you get to that seventh deal. They may be different each Sunday, but I got news for you. If you're in there with that seventh deal, and that seventh deal is always going to be your prayer life with your Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, church, when you come up by that river, amen, you're going to be made clean. You're going to be made whole. And I tell you what, oh, you're going to be set free from what's holding you back. Why? Because I tell you, he said seven dips. Seven dips. Brother Barr, I thought about it many times. You think about it, brother, that we have met, and we said, oh, we've had a good service. But Sister Karen, we really didn't get clean. We carried it right back out, Brother Carl, out them doors with us. We didn't leave it at his feet. Oh, I tell you what there. When that brother come up out of that water, when he come up, he said his skin was coming out of a baby's, of a young child. Amen. Brother Steve, there was no mistaking what was there and what's now. Oh, I tell you, church, I preached a little bit about that new creature Wednesday night. Amen. There's no mistaking what's here now and what was there. Amen. Because that old man is dead. That new man is now alive. And church, if you're going to keep that new man alive, you're going to have to stay in that river. You're going to have to stay in that river. You're going to have to go back to where it began at. You're going to have to stay humble. Amen. It's just not everybody's going to say, I'm going to dip seven times. Not everybody's going to say, it's enough for me to go seven times. I've made it up here. That's all I got to do is make a statement and show up. But I've got news for you. God's a discerner of our thoughts. He's a discerner of our intents, of our thoughts. He knows what we need, and he knows what we have need of. But church, we got to stay humble enough. If he says, go dip in that river, you got to go dip in that river, and then you can be made clean. Amen. Amen. But the religious realm today, let's just make a statement by coming. Hang a tag of Christian on us. Well, I got news. The only statement you're making is to that world out there. What matters is the statement you make to him. Father, forgive me. Lord, forgive me, for I'm a sinner. Come into my heart. Wash me, cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Oh, I feel that seventh dip coming on. Oh, Lord, I've got a root of bitterness beginning to bring. Well, it's beginning to grow in my heart. I don't need it there, Lord. I got to get down under this river seven times. I got to get back down under that river. Amen. I tell you, I got to get clean. I got to get this out of my heart. I can't continue to go like I'm going. I need to get back. Oh, he may bring you back to where you started, but I got news for you. There's still healing. There's still cleansing. There's still deliverance if you obey the Word of God. Oh, I tell you. Amen. Church, it's better to obey than to sacrifice. Better to obey than to sacrifice. I believe the whole statement and the reason that our brother had to go through what he had to go through was to pull that pride out of that heart, was to humble that man, to obey God, to obey God. See, we get caught up in the way we think it ought to happen. But I'm telling you, church, if you want to be made clean, it's going to be between you and the Lord. It's going to be between you and the Lord when you humble yourself. Lord, Lordy, I wish we had us a river running through this church right now. Amen. I wish it's about this deep right here. Amen. Maybe not this deep. So I'm sure I ain't very tall, but some of you shorter than me. Amen. It's about this deep. You know what? I believe I'd do a head dive off that stage up there right now in that river. Sister Brown, you know what I believe I'd do? I'd come up out of her. I'd squat back down in it again. Oh, I got to tell you. About that third or fourth time, I believe my hands be sticking straight up. Amen. Amen. About that fifth time, I tell you, I may come up out of that water, Sister Vicky. I believe I'd be slinging it off of me by then. Amen. I got news. I believe some of us be trying to run on top of that water by then. About that sixth time, oh, I tell you, I believe everybody be joining in by then. Oh, when that seventh time comes, oh, I tell you, I could come up out of that water. Amen. And I could shout the victory according to God's word. Why? Because I've been made clean, and I know that I've been made clean, and therefore I have been obedient to God, and that obedience comes through my humbling myself and saying, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength. Lord, I want to be what you want me to be. I want to be obedient to you. Amen. Church, that's what he wants us to do. Amen. You know, a lot of things we think is foolishness. Amen. And to those that do not understand, it may be foolishness. But it's what the Lord has to do
to humble some of us. It's what the Lord has to do to break some of us down. See, He's the potter. We're the clay. We get too hard, we break. We get too hard, we're not pliable. We cannot be shaped. Sometimes we have to go back and get on that wheel. Amen. There's shame in going back on that wheel. There's shame in not going back to that wheel. Amen. Amen. As I told these brothers, there's nothing up here at this altar is going to hurt you. Everything at this altar up here is going to help you. Everything at this altar is going to help you. Everything at this altar is going to revive you. It's going to strengthen you. It's going to keep you pliable. It's going to keep you humble. It's going to keep you in that Jordan. And it's going to keep you dipping into that river. But I tell you what, Sister Lottie, if you're not very careful, if you don't ever come to an altar, if you don't ever pray, if you don't ever humble yourself, you'll stand on that bank with the rest of them and say, look at that nut out there in that river, and you're going to go away the way you come. But I got news for you. I don't want to be one of the spectators. I want to be one of them that's in that river, that's in that river, that's obeying the God, and I'll follow His direction. And getting blessed. Amen. Amen. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Amen. With every head bowed, every eye closed. Who will be the first?